If you are a 12-year-old boy, and all day you think about the bicycles, what will happen when you sleep at the night? You will see a bicycle. Here you will say, ha ha ha. Imagine the elephants, the big guys, the transformed fellows. What will happen to them? During the day, they think about the India. So in the night, they are in India. Or India is in their dream. Yes?
Remember ye Allah, it's not a work of every rascal. Return thou, it's not on the foot of every reprobate.
If you could find something similar to this sentence in book 1, 2, or 3, please let me know. Those books, Rumi is polite and everything is taken care of. When he comes here, Rumi gives up. What did he say? This is something that in book 1 and 2 we cannot tell you. No, because over there we'll tell you, Ithkarulla. Remember the God. Mention the name of God. Do it. We will say it again and again and again, because you don't do it and you don't even think about it, right? But now let me tell you a secret. That stuff that for years I'm telling you, do it, it's easy and it will help you. Come on, you get used to it. I know that if you are a bad fellow, that's not for you. All the helps that we are talking about, because now we are talking about beyond the logic. Beyond the logic is what? Huh? That stuff that we said is John, right? And it's helping you. Is it helping all the animals? No. This is something that you should be pre-qualified. You have to have some qualification. It doesn't happen that everybody could do it, remember. So, listen carefully. He said that bringing the name of the God is not the work of every stupid fellow. Because what? Because why are we here? Do you remember? We are here to return to Him. And he said, come back to me. Like a good mom that puts the child and says, oh, come back to me. He said, okay, this come back to me is not at the foot of every silly fellow. The bad people, they are not supposed to connect even. Now, listen carefully. Yes, but...
But still, do not thou despair. Be an elephant. And if thou art not an elephant, be in quest of transmutation.
Ah, okay, I told you that. This is not happening to everyone. You should know this. But this is not an excuse for you to give up. Because you don't know you are there or not. Nobody knows. Therefore, you should try it. If you're an elephant, good for you. If you're not an elephant, you should change to an elephant. Therefore, look for transmutation, transformation, changing, all that you're talking about from the first day, right? Look at yourself, change yourself for the better. Yes?
Behold the alchemists of heaven. Hear at every moment the sound from the makers of the philosopher's stone. They are designers in the celestial atmosphere. They are workers for me and thee. If thou dost not see the musky bosomed people, behold this touch, O night blind one. At every moment the touch is upon thy apprehension. Behold the plants ever springing up anew from thy earth. Of this was Ibrahim, son of Adam, who beheld in sleep without veil the unfolding of the spiritual Hindustan. Of necessity, he burst the chains asunder and dashed his kingdom to pieces and disappeared.
What is this story? What is he talking about? Abraham. Abraham is very close to us. Remember, he's one of those examples, one of those prophets made for us to understand. And somehow it's a copy of three different stories in old Persian and Indian and Sanskrit story, something exactly like this. Because this is explaining the real main transformation. Abraham is someone who transforms to someone else, okay? Here he brings in that sample to say what? Okay, first here's something like this, that listen, there are some sources, like there are some elephants who are doing their work and we're spreading this knowledge and even hand it to you. You should understand that they are there, okay? But be honest, are they there? Do you see them? He said, ah, the problem is this, you don't see them, you don't notice them. But you should pay attention to the outcome. Look around you. You will see that your understanding will change, something will happen to it, some saying will change somebody completely, and all of that. Because those elephants, they are doing their work and they are successful. We don't see the success because we don't see the real work of them. The people sitting down listening to Rumi when he was talking, could they imagine Zawiyeh and this? No. But Rumi knew it. That's why he wrote it this way. Therefore, this is like Abraham. Abraham saw something in a dream, believed it, stood up, ruined all those nonsenses, and was ready to be killed, to be dead for it. Why? Aha! I believe that's a good question. You answer that question. There is this Abraham. You know this story. He has everything, right? He has a good respect, a good job, it pays good, everything. Why did he ruin everything? Anyone? Why did he ruin everything? This is the point, that it's not explainable. This is exactly like falling in love. He doesn't know. Here Rumi said, it's simple. One night, he had a dream about India. He woke up and he knew that this is no good, India. This is like the picture that Shams just showed like this to Rumi. Do you remember? Rumi was that boom, 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 boom. And Shams was like what? A silly fella. He told him something that changed him in a short period of time. What? You could say he showed the picture of India to Rumi. Said, you're sitting down in Konya and you don't know. It's in India. It's not here, because here you are the boss, blah, 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 blah. He brought this example first, explaining that, what? Let me go back. First, he said, listen carefully. There are stuff that you don't get it, but the main thing we agreed upon is the necessity of changes. So you should change. Change to what? You have to have an image of that, right? That image of India, the image of the situation that there are human beings and the kindness is there, love is there, that situation. Think about it. This is something that you should find. But not like PhD, you go to the university, you do this and you do that. This is that magical stuff which will come to you in your dream. Why? Don't you remember? I have a dream. Yes, that having dream is what we are talking about when we talk about dreaming. You're not talking about this fellow drinking and sleeping. We're talking about the dream. Let me say, that good stuff happens in your dream. That's how happened to Pharaoh. Doesn't mean that the Pharaoh should go and sleep. No, it happened, that spark, suddenly in your dream, poop. And you could see the India. Then you wake up, you are in love with India. You don't know what. And nobody knows what. You just got lucky, like winning a lotto. It happens. It happens when? In your dream. Okay? But remember, it doesn't happen to everyone. You should be qualified. Look around you. Do you see the magical people? Have you ever seen a magical fellow who will turn someone's life like that? If you have seen only once, one of these examples is enough. These are the alchemists. These are the, what? These are the people who turn everything to gold. They are working around. They are there. But you cannot just find them simply like that. This is the part that we are going to pay attention. There are the stuff that you don't see physically, but in your heart, somehow it jumps out, it flourishes, and you will transform. This is what happened to Abraham. And the thing, whenever this happens, somebody transforms, we say, he had this dream of India. Because that will explain it. Yes.
The sign of beholding Hindustan is that he starts up from sleep and becomes mad. He will scatter dust upon plans and will burst the links of the chains.
Plans is not really the plan. It's more than that here. He talks about tadbir. Dabir means the chief controller. Tadbir means to know what to do. When you have some plan and you know how to organize something, do it. You say, this picture of India, first of all, you will wake up like the silly people because it's beyond the logic. And you will throw away, you will put the dirt upon all those tadbirs and the planning and organizing and all the stuff, and you will break all these chains which are really putting you in the animal situation. It will change just by a dream. Yes?
Even as the prophet said of the light, that the sign thereof in men's breasts is that he withdraws from the abode of delusion and also turns back from the abode of joy. For the expedition of this hadith of Mustafa, hearken to a tale, O sincere friend.
Okay, so I explained it to you like this, and I know you didn't get it yet. So I have to bring in another story. I make another story to explain.